This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We bring you now two words you might have thought you'd heard the last of, yet which somehow keep on popping up: subprime loans. They are, as the saying goes, back. A report out today from Experian, the credit bureau, says borrowers are getting car loans that are bigger and for longer terms and increasingly subprime. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports on history repeating itself.
Back before the recession, about a quarter of the loans for new cars were considered subprime.
And now it's about 27, 28%. So it's not only recovered, it's passed its pre-recession levels.
Lacey Plocky is chief economist at Edmunds.com. She understands why people might hear about an increase in subprime loans and fear that history is repeating itself.
That's what it looks like at first glance, is that, oh man, we didn't learn our lessons, we're right back in the soup. But I think really it's certainly too soon to have that fear.
She believes the standards for auto loans had gotten too tight, and that's left many consumers sidelined because they couldn't get a car loan. Borrowers who might have some dings on their credit, but otherwise have jobs and represent a good credit risk.
These people are now getting access to the market again.
These consumers aren't as risky as you might expect. Research shows most folks will pay the car loan before other bills. If worse comes to worst, they can always sleep in the car. But what about the housing market? Could the trend in auto loans point to more subprime loans for homes?
It's non-existent in the mortgage market today. It has not come back at all.
Sam Cater analyzes real estate trends for CoreLogic. In terms of subprime housing loans, he says,
10 years ago, they were at about 10%, and then they peaked at about 15%. Today, they're under 0.5% and not increasing.
He expects another bubble someday, but he says it's very unlikely to come in the form of another subprime meltdown. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.